Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugar, and today is on the other side of manifesting that nobody talks about. Welcome back. I hope everyone's doing really good. I wanted to do a podcast leading on from manifesting your dream life because those episodes just get the most feedback, the most reviews, the most hits. So obviously that's what girls want to talk about, listen to. So here we are, part two. The structure of this one is not going to be like spiritual, divine feminine vibes. It's actually about decision making. If you're a guy, you can probably listen on to this as well. But a lot of people have asked me recently, well, when I say recently, I mean forever, how I manage to move countries, how I make the right decision, how I know I'm making the right decision. Do I get anxiety about it? I've lived in literally around 10 countries for many years in each one. I would say that I've lived in like 7 countries, and yeah, I've spent at least a year in each one. So I wanted to kind of like talk about my decision-making processes and other observations that I've had with, I'll just use family because there are extended family members that kind of motivated me to do this podcast. And I was like, man, there's probably so many other people out there that think like this and don't even realize it. And sometimes when you're one-on-one with someone, it's like too personal to like say it right to them, and you just sort of like think it, but you don't want to be, you know, offensive and stuff. So I'm just going to say what I actually think around certain mindsets when it comes to moving or wanting to do like literally any goal, and some of the common things that I've heard come up when it comes to making decisions. So I'm going to start off with a quote though, and it is, indecision is worse than making, no, indecision. Yeah, I wish I knew the quote. Indecision creates more losses than the wrong decision. And I couldn't agree more with this. The amount of decisions that have led me just to another decision, pretty simply, that weren't right, is basically how I've actually ended up where I've ended up. And I'm doing pretty good, and I'm pretty happy with life in general. And I think I literally always have been. So when it comes to manifesting your dream life, like a lot of thought, a lot of vision boards, all of that is really important. And there are so many YouTubers out there that say that you just should do literally nothing. I've looked into audiobooks about doing nothing, just sitting there waiting for things to happen. But personally, I am an experienced girl. So you may be a targeted girl where you just want one specific thing, so you can like do all the waiting you want for that and maybe take that route. But me, I like a very fun filled life. So when I make wrong decisions, it doesn't faze me at all. When I don't think I'm ever indecisive. So the reason that I don't really wait on things, and I don't believe it's the best way to approach manifesting your dream life, is I think through trialing and doing things and experience and literally living life and not being afraid to fail and not being afraid to make wrong decisions, there's something about that that's just intriguing and is such a freeing way of living, and it eventually does lead you to whatever it is that you've got on your vision board one way or another. Because I do believe that God really does reward people that try, and I know that sometimes it seems a lot more complex than what it actually is. But if you're an indecisive person and you put things off, or you're trying to make the perfect decision or do things in the perfect way, usually I honestly believe that that's like a massive procrastination excuse. And like, I do know that certain belief systems within can make you feel not ready for something, but sometimes you just have to kind of like give it a go anyway and do your best within that moment. Because manifesting is like kind of like visualizing and knowing what it'll be like to get to the end, but there's always like a whole bunch of steps before that that you should be wanting to kind of like take regardless. You shouldn't just be sitting in your same situation, letting life go by, missing out on a ton of learning and a ton of, you know, resilience building and things simply because you wanted to do it like such a clean and straight way that may not actually work either. And that's pretty much a lot of the time what does end up happening, and it just makes people more nervous to make big decisions. When you get used to making fast decisions that are big and small, it just makes life so much easier. Like, I don't allow myself more than 2 hours to make a life-changing decision. I will have either an opportunity or an idea or something come up that's going to potentially change my direction. Doesn't matter if I'm super happy and content in my current situation and everything is all set up, or I've just done like my whole life, built a new home, whatever. And if something that I feel like is, you know, good for me right now comes up, or I get an idea that maybe I should move, I'll give myself around 2 hours if it's life changing to make that move and make that decision and finalize it. I literally will make it, and that's it. The tickets are booked, the down payments are made, everything's changing, like we're going, that's it, that's happening. The old life has to get left behind, that's got to be sorted out. And it's usually a pretty quick turnaround, and it's a matter of seeing what the universe has in store from there. I'm not an overly prepared person, but I am quite an organized person. So I already have the fundamentals of my life. Like I said in my other podcast, please listen to those if you know, want to know how to like ensure that you're secure within yourself, because that's pretty much all you're bringing into every decision. So obviously I've been an athlete as well, so the way I do life is pretty much similar to how I do competitive sport. And so it's pretty much like a matter of like doing things properly and correctly, staying within certain principles, and just basically outworking the possibility of, you know, things going wrong, and just knowing you can do that. So yes, I do manifest a lot of things, but I also think manifesting is more like it, the universe will present you with people, places, opportunities, ideas, and it's kind of like that's the manifestation right there. But it's up to you to make decisions and promptly when those things occur. I have seen probably people die in regret, miss their dream partner, everything because they were too slow. And the reality of life is like sometimes you think that you have a lot of time, but a lot of people actually work like me. So like, for example, if you were even like some guys, you know, like have been really good. And if, for example, within 2 hours, I don't feel like they've shown me or provided me with the clarification or the things that I would need, I don't ask for anything, but things I would need within like 2 to 3 hours, I would leave. If I met them on a night date, then I would leave it until the next day, and I would give them from whenever they wake up like 2 or 3 hours to kind of show me specific things. And I would have like 2 or 3 things that I would need demonstrated in action. And if that didn't happen, I've already moved on. And they genuinely probably think like she's interested or everything went well, but because they're so slow, they've missed that opportunity. And it's because life is just such a, you know, an amazing place, and you don't want to be sitting around waiting for indecisive people, and you don't want to be one either, because you're going to be left thinking, why did somebody else get picked? Why did I not get chosen? Why did I, you know, you're going to be on the other side of people that are decisive like me. And it's kind of just not a good place to be in, because you kind of see like a lot of indecisive people are very much, they kind of get, they're like the exact type of people as well that get stuck in cycles. And you can have all the manifestations within a few boxes ticked, but then when it comes to like your whole life, if you're actually quite a slow moving person, that is going to reflect in a lot of really good opportunities missed, because, you know, people actually don't wait, you know, and also the universe doesn't wait. Like, it really is like, you know, if you want to be a fast moving, kind of like easygoing, flowy, feminine person, then you've got to kind of trust yourself to be able to make the right decision based on gut instinct. I can't speak for men, because, you know, maybe they are a bit more logical and I'm not so logical. I just have an inner knowing and I go off that more than logic. But for, Girls, which is a female podcast, like, you know, that is very much like how your divinity is like at its most optimal. It's like you want to be moving, like water moves, and that's the feminine energy. It moves all the time. It's flowy, and it's only really stable when a proper masculine person is there, but that can only be stabilized with that other energy in, you know, situations where it's like a real fit. And otherwise, you do kind of like have to go with the opportunities that come up and not hang on to things, because it really creates like chakra blocks. It like holds you back. And I even have a cousin that literally for 2 or 3 years since I visited home, every single year I would meet up with them. And for the last 3 years, they were saying, I'm going to move to England. And I was like, amazing. Literally, it's like 45 minutes away on the plane. Like for me, England's like not even a move. It's practically the same country. And so it is a move. But like, you know, for me, it's just like practically the same country. It's like across the road for me. So like, I just thought to myself, amazing. Like he was like, I'm going to do it like this year, whatever. Went on a chat, came back the next year. I was like, why didn't you do it? Same that he was like, oh, because I have a job. I'm finishing up studying. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Added on some more degrees, things like, I don't know what it was all about. But anyway, was explaining all this logic to me, and then decide that come back for the third year. Same thing, same conversation. Why didn't you do it? This, a list and list, and then just more excuses. And then, oh, I might change my mind and go to this country. In that time, this person could have had so many amazing life experiences and in like got out into the world, experienced a whole new life, come back if it didn't work. But trying is something that eventually, like, the dream dies is what I'm trying to say. Like eventually you kind of get to a point where it's happening, and suddenly it hasn't happened for so long that you're now actually going to have to shift what your initial want was, because you weren't courageous enough to make this a decision and act on it and make it happen quickly enough. Like, it's almost like the universe takes your own goals away from you and keeps you stuck in certain situations and paradigms because you weren't appreciative of what was in front of you and the idea that came to you and the like excitement that gave you. And instead you overlooked the value of that, and your manifestations actually end up not being manifestations anymore. You literally miss the paradigm that was presented to you. So there's so much of this that comes to literally taking the leaps when they're arriving, because so many times as well, like, people try to put their eggs in so many baskets. It's a bad thing to be everywhere and want to do everything at once. So many of your goals have to be time related to where you're at in life as well. So many people, you know, spend a lot of their prime years of their youth, not saying it's wrong, for me it's wrong, inside the four walls of an office, not out there optimizing their youth in ways that are, you know, unattainable later for them. And you can't get that time frame back. And so literally things that people spend doing make them bitter later, because there's so many other things that you can do when you're younger that, you know, you don't need to be that set up in life. Like, the universe will work it out. There's so many things that and opportunities that come from being out in the world, taking risks and learning as you go. Moreover, you learn to communicate with so many different people. You have a level of self-awareness and you trust yourself. And those are kind of like internal qualities and skills that mean later on, no matter what you do, you can, I'll go back and I'll redo all of my, like, all of my goals, and I'll get degrees again, but not now. Like, it's not the time for me to do that. I don't want a career now like that. I probably won't want one later either, but there will be a time in my life where I want to have not the paper really, but there will be a time, and I've already prepared and planned for that time in my life when all of my youth has been lived. I've really, really, really utilized the younger years, the beauty before kids, before I fully settled with my lifelong partner, where all of those goals I've pushed for the back end, and I'm not saying the end of life, but I'm saying for the middle stages of life where I'm no longer interested in what I'm doing now, what I was doing when I was 20, like all of these things, you know, I'm doing now, and I'm really capitalizing on those things, taking the opportunities now, being sensible and having boundaries and holding onto my values whilst I take opportunity, but knowing that these are things that I can't do later. And this is exactly how I would say, if you're trying to manifest your dream life, it's kind of like momentum. To be honest, it's a momentum kind of thing. When you lose momentum, your vibration goes down. You're not even excited. And when you're not excited, you're so less likely to push yourself because you feel like, why? Like, and there's been moments in my life where, you know, I've had to start from the bottom. Like I couldn't walk after surgery. And it's just like, I couldn't really make any solid goals. I tried to, got me recovered quicker, but I wasn't exactly going to get on stage and start competing with like scars all over my legs. Cause you know, I had like heaps of calf surgery, but I put the goal in place. I put it out to the universe and it still healed me faster. And that was really my underlying goal. But I thought it'd be nice if I did make it on, but I kind of knew I wouldn't make it like last year because I couldn't even walk, to be honest. I barely got on the plane to Dubai. But the goal itself made my healing process so much faster because I was actually kind of like, I kind of believed that I might do it. So I pulled off some really crazy things in the past. And, you know, it was really just down to the pigmentation and the scarring on my calves and my shins that I couldn't, I literally couldn't get on the stage with them. They were like black from all the surgeries and lasers, and I still had like pretty much stitches in my legs because I had nerve damage and I had some vascular issues. I just had 10 years of sports injuries, so it was like a lot of recovery, but now I'm better. But in saying that, it kept my momentum going, so I didn't lose momentum despite my injury. I may not have made the goals, I don't care about what other people think, but I kept my momentum going. It kept that flow energy in my state of mind, and it kept me in practice to be ready for something, thinking ahead, like having something present now, but also thinking, okay, next. I can always come back next year if I don't make it this year, but at least I'm in the flow. Getting out of flow is harder. It's hard, very hard to get in when you lose your vibrational energy of being actually inspired and excited, and you just literally don't care anymore. So girls, I want you to be quicker at making decisions because so many people, they literally lose so much more by indecisiveness or being too slow than what they do with being just decisive. It's okay for things not to work out. It's okay for, you know, things not to, you know, really lead to something. It's okay for you to have to go back and make a new decision. Like, you just want to keep the flow of momentum going, because that ultimately is, it's like manifesting is kind of like half, yes, the universe is going to reward you for trying. I mean, the universe is going to present you with some stuff, but it's also going to make it happen for you for actually capitalizing, appreciating, being grateful, and actually holding on to those manifestations and making sure that you're really solidly attached to what's coming, so that you're constantly in flow, you're constantly in momentum, and you're actually also able to sort of like let things go if they are not going in the direction quickly enough. Because a lot of people, you know, they lose connections with me because I am staying in momentum, I'm staying in flow. I already know how my life is going to be for the next 10 years, and so I don't have specifics on like certain people or anything. But what I do know is what I need out of life every single year. And that is already in my kind of like, my momentum's already heading in all of those directions. And anyone that comes in and out, it's kind of like, okay, I have to accept those things. But the goal isn't going to change. The plan might here and there, but the goal doesn't change. And it's never attached to any person or any place and anything. It's just mainly things that have to happen at certain years of my life, and they're just non-negotiable, and they're already, and like, I know the universe always leads me toward those things because I've kind of already written that story. And so that's exactly how you guys should be. You've got to be able to let go of things. A lot of people just hold on to things or are too slow, and that is where the opportunities are missed most. It's like, it's kind of sad to see, but they kind of, your dreams die, and things that could have been amazing just don't happen because you're literally so slow, or you miss out a lot on things, and you don't want to get used to being the person that, you know, thinks of an idea and suddenly all the flights are booked out or the room that you wanted is gone because you left it 2 or 3 days to do God knows what. You have to do everything now. Like, I do literally everything in seconds. Most things I can do in literally minutes, seconds, or even hours. Like, most things I can complete a whole month of work in like half a day. I would say 3 to 4 hours. I can do a whole month, a whole 2 months in 3 or 4 hours because I know that I can just do that. And it's just mind-blowing to me at how inefficient you are. It's your life. Like, you've got to fully think about the indecisiveness, and you've got to really understand how to be detached from people, places, and things. Because if you're stuck and you think you're so attached to the money that you put into something, so attached to your yoga class and all the members there, so attached to getting your coffee with your friend, you're literally never going to make moves because you're holding yourself to all these little things that make you happy, but you don't actually know what's on the other side. Like, life is not about being attached. It's about enjoying being present, loving those, knowing that they will have to end at some point because nothing really lasts forever. And so when you're making your life into your manifestation, it takes, for a lot of people, they call it courage. For me, it just takes like the ability to be fully all in. And like, a lot of people don't manifest what they want because when you put these scenarios in place, they're not all in. And when you realize you're not all in, that's literally why you don't get it. It's because you haven't went all in. You haven't went all in with that person, or the guy hasn't went all in with you. Walk away. You haven't went all in on your goals. You haven't went all in on your manifestation. So every time an opportunity presents, you find excuses, or you're attached to something, or you've got attachment to money or a job, or you've got delays. Like, sometimes you just have to cut everything off and just like start all over again in order to gain on the other side. And trust me, God really rewards when you trust him and you follow those instincts and you're really backing the universe and yourself, moreover, to make things work no matter what. That is how you actually manifest in the real life. So don't be slow. Like, literally give yourself 2 hours max to make all major decisions and just trust that it'll work out. I've literally never had anything not work out. If something doesn't work when I get there, it's just a matter of a new decision away. If you have a rule that it takes less than 2 hours to make a decision on someone, a decision on a place, a move, an opportunity, you're going to get a lot of things done. So you just got to think about it like that and all your manifestations will happen. It's literally impossible for them not to because you're constantly moving. You're open to it. You're going to do everything because you're not going to hold yourself back. That's what it is. So I hope you girls loved this, enjoyed it, learned something. And I want to know what you're manifesting and how you're going to implement anything that I've shared today. Bye.